Podcasting has always been the wild frontier of media. Free, open, and beautifully unfiltered. But as the industry grew, big platforms moved in. They made podcasting easier to access, but in exchange, quietly fenced off parts of that open field. Now a movement is pushing back. They call it Podcast 2.0. Innovations, challenges, and opportunities in podcasting. This is Into the Podverse. I'm Tony Doe. Welcome to the show. This isn't a marketing gimmick or a software update. This is basically philosophy, a return to podcasting's original spirit, openness, independence, and creator control. The Podcast 2.0 initiative was launched by Adam Curry and Dave Jones, the same Adam Curry who helped pioneer podcasting in the early 2000s. The mission was to upgrade the podcasting ecosystem without giving control to the tech giants. So, what does that actually mean? Let's start with what's new. Under the hood, Podcast 2.0 builds on the humble RSS feed, that tiny line of code that makes podcasting possible. It adds new tags or data points that make your podcast smarter and more interactive. Imagine this: chapters that let listeners jump to segments they care about, transcripts built directly into your feed, improving accessibility and SEO, location tags that help listeners find shows near them, live item tags, which mean your RSS feed can broadcast live shows in real time, and perhaps the boldest idea, value for value streaming, where fans can send small payments called sats, short for satoshis, while listening, using Bitcoin's Lightning Network. It's like tipping your favorite artist as you enjoy their art. That's the heart of Podcast 2.0, restoring the direct connection between creator and listener. Now, who is this for? It's for independent creators who believe their audience should belong to them, not to a platform's algorithm. It is for developers who build apps that don't spy, track, or throttle your content. And it's for listeners who want a better experience, customizable, respectful, and still free. But to be honest, every movement has its own growing pains. So Podcast 2.0 is not yet mainstream. Most people still listen on Spotify, Apple, or YouTube Music. These platforms don't fully support Podcast 2.0 tags, which means many creators are missing out on its advanced features. If your show is hosted on a platform that doesn't support these new tags, your feed won't display chapters, transcripts, or payment options in supported apps. So that's like having a powerful new car, but driving it on an old, narrow road. You can still reach your audience, but not with the full range of new tools available. And that's why many forward-thinking hosts and developers are upgrading. Platforms like Transistor.fm, platforms like Podverse, Fountain, Castopod, Buzzsprout, Captivate.fm, and RSS.com have embraced Podcast 2.0 features. They're giving creators room to innovate without compromising ownership. But the trade-off is more independence means more responsibility. You'll have to manage your data, understand your feed, and maybe learn a little tech along the way. For creators used to the comfort of centralized dashboards, that can feel like extra work. But if we're being honest, it's a small price to pay for creative freedom. Podcasting was never meant to be a walled garden. It was meant to be a world. And Podcast 2.0 is simply replanting that world. Decentralized, open, and thriving. So whether you're a podcaster, developer, or a curious listener, it's worth exploring what this movement means for the future. Because this isn't just about new technology. It's about protecting the heart of podcasting itself.
I hope today's episode sparked some ideas, tackled the challenge, or opened your eyes to a new opportunity. If you enjoy the show, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review. Your support helps keep this conversation going. And if you've got thoughts or stories of your own, then please reach out to me at Tony Doe Media on social media. I'd love to hear them. Until next time, keep innovating, growing, and chasing those opportunities. Chat again soon.